You, Me, Them, Everybody presents Sábado Gigante, Saturday, June 25th. We're throwing a party, and we're bringing back all our favorite guests. Broadcasting from Esmeralda's house, a show so gigante, we're going 10 hours. Don't miss Sábado Gigante, Saturday, June 25th. For more details, check out youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a quite comfortable Washington, D.C. apartment, speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
You are in Chicago.
Yes.
How is that working out?
It's good.
Good. Fantastic.
You make it sound like I have to work with the city of Chicago.
You
or
do,
something.
Sometimes.
Like, course. How is Chicago working for you? Like,
we're doing
dirty roommate.
Well, you've had dirty roommates in the past. How was that?
Good.
Fantastic.
Chicago isn't the dirtiest.
No, it's pretty clean as a roommate. Could be a lot worse, Chicago. Good on ya.
We have alleys, that's why.
I was not in Chicago this month for the first time in a very long time, so that was a little weird.
Well, it's not like you're here for that long.
I know, but still.
Nothing changes.
No, it doesn't. Nothing really changes.
It's not like anything happened.
Well, since I've been there, there's been a new mayor.
Oh, that's right. I saw him, too.
You saw Rahm?
I saw him walking in an art fair.
Oh, really? How was that?
He's a tiny man.
Is he?
Yeah. What art fair? I was wearing heels, and we were about the same height.
And you're a short woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny fella.
All of these things are true. What has been going on? Is there anything I've missed whatsoever?
No.
Fantastic.
Nope.
The brain's been
still
going.
Here.
We're still doing stuff there. Any fun?
Any fun?
Has it been fun?
Yeah, I guess.
Good.
Yes.
Do you feel like I'm interrogating you?
Yes, I do.
That's not good for anyone.
Well, there's no lamp on my face.
There's not enough lamps in shows. You ever notice that? Lighting in most shows is very harsh. Lamps. I think every venue just needs like 3 good lamps, not fucking Target lamps that are floor lamps. I'm talking about a nice desk type thing, maybe an end table and a lamp. Class up the joint.
We have that.
We do have that?
We have a table and a lamp.
There's one, but I want one that's used for stage lighting in a not play setting. That'd make me very happy. I think I'm going to work on that.
Why don't you just go get a lamp?
I think I'm going to do that. Next time I'm in town, I'm going to probably hit up some thrift stores and try to find some lamps for the hungry brain.
Is interior designer your new job?
I just want it to look nice. What's wrong with looking nice? We can't look nice anymore? It's illegal to look nice?
You sound like my mom.
Your mom is very anti not looking nice.
Well, of course.
Double
She's
nightmare.
A mother.
She is a mother. Good for her, mom.
Mothers don't want you to look bad.
Well, what if they're a shitty mom?
Okay, well, I guess...
There you go.
No, I would think they would still... There'd be still something in there where they would tell you, you need to look good.
That's maybe true. I would agree
with
that.
They're mothers.
Maybe.
It's like a thing. It's like you become a mom and then, you know, things happen to you.
You're completely dismissing shitty moms, by the way.
Okay.
So
they don't care what you look like.
No, they don't. They're very awful people. I didn't really have a shitty mom. I just had a dumb mom. I realized that.
She didn't care what you look like?
She cared a lot what I look like. She used to work. Well, she used to work at Marshall Fields, and she would always get me like the best of the best clothes, which was pointless because I would outgrow them within like a month because
yeah,
I was a child. Why not just buy me nice clothes, you know, starting at like 15 versus 5? Because you could put a bag on a 5-year-old, it's still going to look cute.
Because they want the now.
Yeah, I don't get that. Just a bunch of dummies.
Well, I guess they should be thinking about later, shouldn't they?
I was raised by a dummy, everybody.
That's why probably neither of us had college funds.
No, we did not have college funds.
Because they were buying clothes for us
at
5 years old.
Why would you spend like $80 on children's shoes? They are literally going to last 3 months.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of shoes from when I was a child that are they look spotless.
I don't get it.
Because I maybe wore them once and then I said, fuck you, I'm not wearing them
And
again.
It's not like you were doing a lot of walking at the time.
Yeah.
I got to
traverse
this. And
because they're the nice shoes, you don't walk in them.
God. Did your parents put plastic on the couches?
No.
Yeah, my grandparents did that, so that was always weird. But it was actually kind of nice because in the summer, we didn't have air conditioning, so it was like the only cool place in the house. Like,
what? That doesn't make sense.
I know, it's weird, but the plastic on the couch was a little bit of like, it was nice, it was cool for like the first 2 seconds before it got disgusting and sweaty and you stuck to it.
Is that how bad the heat was for you?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Those 2 seconds.
It was worth it for those 2 seconds. I used to sleep in the living room because it was like not on the second floor, so it'd be a little cooler. I would put my head under the sink and just get as cold water as possible and then lay down and essentially like sleep in a pool of water every night. That's not smart.
That's really gross.
It's looking back and it's like, wow, that's nothing good could come from that. And nothing good came from that. That's how
Did
I learned.
Mold grow around you?
It had to. I have to be immune to so many awful things because of what I've already done to my body as a very small child.
Well, that's good, though.
I had a weird, it's not third world, but it's definitely not first.
You know, yeah, it's not third world. You had a couch.
But it's just a lot of, it's a dummy's world. You know what I mean? We're a bunch of dummies.
You should call Weird Al and tell him to make you a James Brown, It's a Dummy's World.
It kind of is. Montel Williams proves it. Have you ever met a smart person that said, listen, I got to go home and watch Montel Williams. He's got a great guest on tonight that isn't sad in the least. Sorry.
They were always sad, weren't they?
No matter what, it's sad. Even if they weren't sad, you could see through that.
Because, no, you know, at least Oprah had
Oprah,
good times.
Oprah rejected that shit. She used to be.
No, she had the sad shit on all the time.
No, but she used to be trashy.
But she still did, like, I'm trying to think.
She did
Cheaters and things like that, even now.
Yeah.
She had a few of those.
Yeah, but now they're like high-profile cheaters, so it feels like it's okay.
No, she had a few. I remember watching
recently?
Yeah, where it was, you know, someone's, they had issues about something. And she would talk to them. They had issues.
They did have issues about something.
But it was just regular people. I think some of them were about intimacy.
Ooh, I like intimacy occasionally.
But yeah, she had that. They weren't as bad as like Maury.
Well, Maury decided to say, fuck it, I'm going to go golfing. We could probably record 30 of these shows in an hour if we just stack them.
And that, the place where they get the, you know, the DNA done, they're just rolling in dough.
I don't know if, part of me wants to believe that it's just people throwing darts. And they're not actually doing tests.
They're like, let's
say. You think we're going to give you a free DNA test because you came here? Are you high? We're just going to guess. You're not the father. Whatever.
My favorites are the ones where the person has to come back multiple times.
It gets sad, though, man. You can only watch.
It does, but it's hilarious because they're so dead set on this person. They're like, I know it's him. And then it isn't. It's like, Jesus Christ. You should probably do a little research before you go on Maury.
I'm already sad right now. You just made me sad. Good job.
You want to hear something even worse?
Yeah, let's go.
These are two things that make me feel terrible. Where is it? In Seattle, Marie Callender's. Have you ever been to any of those?
I have not been to them, but I've eaten one of their pies.
I know, and they're delicious.
Have you been to one of them?
No, they're only, I looked it up.
Are they
I
only
was like,
West
what
Coast?
The fuck? There's a Marie Callender's restaurant. Yeah. They're only on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And one of the Seattle locations closed up. You know, they went bankrupt or something. Mm-hmm. And there was people eating in there and they kicked them out mid-meal.
Why?
Because they were closing.
Oh.
Doesn't that make you so tired? I would be so sad. I'd be like, can I at least get one of those paper plate bowls to carry my chicken pot pie so I can eat it outside?
Okay, that's a thing.
I'm just saying, mid-meal? And I bet you those pot pies are big at the restaurant.
They probably are.
So you can't eat that quick. And then it's hot.
Yeah, I wonder how, if they actually.
I tried my darndest to eat it as quickly as I could. Like, don't close yet.
It's interesting. I don't think I've had, like, reheated pot pie. I've never not finished a pot pie, regardless if I was full.
Oh, of course, because it's a pot pie.
Yeah, but I've never also been like, wow, I could really eat more. I've always known I've eaten too much.
There's always room for pot pie.
Why did I do this? I've made a bad mistake.
I love pot pies. And you know, those pot pies are for two people?
Oh, yeah. There's like
two servings?
1,600 calories.
Fucking
like
assholes.
2 days worth of sodium.
That pisses me off, but I'll still eat it.
Oh, yeah. So. I used to eat that shit all the time. I haven't eaten in a long time.
Oh, no, I sometimes buy them, and it's a treat.
It is a treat. Oh, it's a treat.
And then I make my own sometimes, too.
Have you? Really, how do you make a pot pie? I know that's a...
They're actually quite easy.
Do you make the crust, or do you buy the crust?
I've made crusts.
Okay.
And I've also bought crust.
Okay.
And either way, it's pretty easy.
Okay. How long does
it
take?
And I use the Barefoot Contessa's recipe, which is just sticks of butter and salt. With a couple
of
vegetables
in there. There's no way to make that not shitty. There's no way to make that relatively healthy.
Oh, you can, but it's not as good.
I understand.
I mean, the big thing of pot pies is the cream.
Have you ever had a pot pie that was supposed to be healthy? Do they even make healthy pot pies? It's like the one cuisine that they
do,
don't...
but it's just less cream and shit. And it's
no,
like,
but
that's
they
the
don't sell
part.
The like Lean Cuisine pot pie. That doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, probably not. That's but you can make one that's healthy.
Well, you can make one, of course, but that's the one thing that they don't try to do the diet version of. Think
because
about
it'll
it.
Probably suck and no one will eat it.
Yeah, I think if you... That's the one food where you know I'm getting fat.
Oh, yes.
Give it to me.
Mm.
All right, that's a good first little bit. we have a very, very... I'm excited about this. We've been talking about this a long time. Very long podcast party barbecue coming up in 8 days.
Yes.
Have you even seen the full schedule yet?
Yeah, I've been looking at it on okay. and off.
Do you want to run through the guest list now on air or whatever?
Let's just, you know.
I think we should. Let's do that.
I love that you just want to do things that...
Business?
Aren't the... Yeah, business.
Well, this
Let's
is going to be...
business now.
This is also a plug for the show. We're going to do a 12-hour podcast marathon, and we're going to do a Ustream it so people can listen live, or obviously we're going to release it as podcast.
What I'm a little sad about is mm-hmm. that John Langford won't be there.
John Langford, a former guest of ours, will be on tour. He said he'd love to do it another time.
I want to get him a Bon Me.
That's a callback to a show. You should download that show, everybody.
That's the
really
only
good...
reason I want him there. He could leave after that.
Jesus, that's weird.
Here's your sandwich.
So we're doing this 12-hour marathon called Sabado Gigante. We named it that because something, right? I don't know.
It's giant. Well, Sabado Gigante is a variety show
mm-hmm.
on every Saturday for who knows, God knows how many years.
Yes.
On the Univision channel.
If you've ever done laundry on a Saturday in a laundromat, you've seen it.
And it's fantastic. Like
it is.
I grew up watching that because that's what we watch at my house.
But you actually know Spanish, so it's not as weird as me.
Yeah, but watching. It's still weird. So it's still a fucking weird-ass show.
I love it. It's very, very, very colorful.
I tried to explain to John, my mm-hmm. boyfriend, and it's like so funny to try to explain this show to people, like certain skits and things that they do. They have one where it's like an American Idol thing where they have people come up and sing, but the way that they kick them off is by this guy in a who's executioner mask.
Yeah, so it's
and a trumpet,
a la Show Timothy Apollo, Sandman.
It was a sand. No, he's a clown.
Yeah, isn't his name the Sandman?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, now we're.
But it was like a fucking executioner with a trumpet.
Yes, it's
and then
amazing.
At one point, they also had a lion's den.
What was in the
lion?
They
would
then?
Shove you in the den, and the lion would eat you.
Oh, like a Guar show.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But it just sounds ridiculous. It sounds insane.
But here's the thing. It's kind of like family entertainment, too. It's not... It's,
oh, yeah.
It's not in the middle of the day.
Ladies jumping and jiggling around.
And even the... That's what I love about Telemundo. Even the news reporters are fucking gorgeous women that are
it's
almost
Univision.
New. It's
Univision.
I'm sorry, Univision.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my God. Wait, what's the difference?
They're two different channels.
Okay, that totally makes sense.
Different, what do you call it? Stations. Companies.
Why did I think... I apologize. I seem very, very white right now. So this is the schedule. This is the tentative schedule. 2 p.m. We're going to start at 2 p.m. We have two of Merle's favorite guests. We have comedians Bill Cruz and Renee Schultz, a gay man and a blonde lady. And closing that hour is going to be Mark Janka, who played one of the first shows we ever did at the Hungry Brain and has since played there, I think, twice and has done the role of musical accompaniment through a live show. So that will be a very, very fun hour. Chime in whenever you want, lady, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. The 3 p.m. hour includes Scott Smith and his wife. His wife well, they had a baby recently, and she's been blogging about it, and it gets quite disgusting, so we're going to talk to her.
Is she going to bring the baby?
I don't know. I'm on the fence about that. The 4 p.m. hour will be nothing like the 3 p.m. hour because we have the hosts of Red Bar Radio and the Red Bar Comedy Club, Mike David and Kyle Lane. We don't know who the music's going to be from that. I've been dreading booking that musical hour because of what they'll say about the musical guest. So I'm trying to find a woman, a very, very strong woman, to play that hour. I really want to get... I'm serious. I think Rock Falls would be good, but she's busy. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she would kill him.
Yes.
She would kill him with her tongue.
That sounds awesome and weird. The 5 p.m. hour is a talk show host hour. Joe Quazal, host of the Late Live Show, and Carl Clockers, host of the Chicago's podcast, will be there. Music from Trevor McSpadden. Trevor is in the Hoyle Brothers. He's played the show multiple times. Good man. 6 p.m. hour are two comedians from the Comedians You Should Know, featuring Michael Sanchez and Mike Leibowitz, and music from the bottom. Go ahead.
Have you seen the Michael Sanchez movie?
Which one?
That Mike Leibowitz is in?
He's done a few of them with
Leibowitz. Called Cop Stash?
I have seen Cop Stash.
Mike Leibowitz should just be a stunt double for mustaches and things.
Mike Leibowitz is a man. There's no other way around.
He's a beautiful mustache.
He doesn't... You wouldn't think he'd be a cool guy. Like, I don't actually know. Like, he's one of my favorite people. He's one of my favorite comics. He's super loud. He's super nice. Maybe that's what I'm shocked by, the niceness of Mike. Anyways, it's going to be a very fun hour.
I think you're just shocked when people are nice in general.
No, it's not. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe because he's older than me and I respect him. I don't know. Something weird. The 7 p.m.
hour. We'll be discussing that.
Yeah, we will. 7 p.m. hour. I don't know if you're going to sit in on this hour because you might hate it, but we might do a Cubs live call for an hour with James Fritz. And
I'd probably stay to hear the jokes, but start drooling because I didn't know what's going on.
Got it. That's fair. 8 p.m. hour is going to be very, very fun. We have the Putterboss sisters. Once again, I don't know who to book for the music with the Putterboss because I could book anyone and it'll work. But at the same time, I want to work something quirky and weird and as good as the Putterboss. And it's hard to find anyone as good as the Putterboss. And that's not a joke. I love those girls. They're amazing. And is it sexist when I say girls?
No.
I
call everybody guys.
I say dudes and guys. I never say men. And I always, for females, I always say girls.
Because it's weird. Bunch of great men.
I should just say women. What's wrong with women and men?
I don't know. It sounds weird.
I think it's weirder that I call every woman, regardless of her age, a girl.
I've never been bothered by that.
All right. Well, I'm
like, oh God, I'm a woman.
It might be a Midwestern thing.
It's like, whatever.
It might be a Midwestern thing.
Probably.
All right. Lena is our guest in the 9 p.m. hour. Is she head of the Chemically Imbalanced Company, troupe, theater thing?
I think she kind of is without...
She's definitely a manager, but I don't know if she's like the creative director as well. But Lena from the Chemically Imbalanced Theater? Is it theater?
Yes.
Okay, Chemically Imbalanced Theater. Great place. They just had Snubfest, I think. Let me just double check that. Could you talk for a little bit while I look this up?
Sure. No, they did have Snubfest.
Did you go?
I did not.
Why don't we ever go? Why don't you go? I don't live there.
I don't know why I don't go.
I'm trying to find that lineup. Because I was...
I don't know what it is, but... No, but the place... I actually have yet to see it. It's all been refurbished.
The theater?
And there's a bar now.
Oh, that's cool.
So, she headed all that up. She was like the boss. And I think she still is a bit.
Well, we're gonna be ripping Lena a new asshole because we asked if we could possibly do the show there, and she didn't want us to do it there. So we're gonna make her feel real
That's
awkward.
Great.
No,
Let's
it's
make
true.
Her feel bad.
Well, you are Lena, and you were old roommates. You're friends for years. If I could be mean to anyone, it's definitely shouldn't be her, but I will be. 10 p.m.
You
hour.
You were also a pseudo roommate.
I was. Yeah, I didn't pay rent. Maybe that's why we couldn't do the show there because I was just a dick. What if I pay like half of back rent? Do you think they'll let us do the show there?
I don't really think that's the issue.
Yeah, God forbid we bring people to a struggling theater. 10 p.m. hour, we have Seth Vanek, who's one of the nicest guys in the world, completely unlike me, and Chuck Pseudo, editor of Chicago. So that's going to be the nice hour.
And yeah, I learned yesterday that Seth has a major, he majored in philosophy.
Did he really?
And he quit jazz. He was going to major in jazz, but then quit for the more prosperous major in philosophy.
That is really weird.
That's what I learned yesterday.
I didn't know he was a big jazz guy. Was he at the Brain yesterday?
No, I learned this from his roommate.
Oh, yes, Vince. His roommate, Vince. Is it Vincent, correct?
Vincent.
that he is the guy that does Dreambait, which is how would you describe Dreambait?
It's experimental, ambient.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Was it any good last night?
It was cool. They had videos again.
Okay. That's
you know, like,
cool.
You know, someone was playing something and they had music. And they had Toby, oh, Dan was telling me that he knew him, which is kind of not weird, but it's always odd when Dan knows someone who's playing.
Yes. Dan is the bartender at the Brain who apparently doesn't like for us to talk about him, so we try to talk about him as much as possible. I'm looking at the lineup for Snubfest. Good lineup, actually. For the stand-ups, at least. Sorry. Okay, back to the lineup.
I love that that's all you, that was your whole looking up.
I just wanted to look at the lineup. There's
just for you to look at and go, yeah, that was good.
No. Clark Jones, who's doing 8x8 tonight. Candy Lawrence, who's doing You Meet Them Everybody Live at the Hungry Brain later this month. Mike Joyce is very funny. Mars is very funny. Nate's very funny. Joe Fernandez, I think, is doing 8x8 either this month or in July. I don't know. Kane DeForest is funny. Maddie Ryan's very funny. I don't know David Drake, and I don't know Jesse Baltes. But it's a very good lineup. And Snubfest is for all the people that didn't get into Just for Laughs. That's what the festival is for. Does that make sense, Merle?
Yeah.
Band.
Get Snubfest.
Get it? It's like Slam Dance or whatever. Whatever. 11 p.m. hour are people that have done stuff with the films. Sabina is going to be the guest. She's been in all of the films I've made. And,
yeah,
like,
she's your Molly Ringwald.
She is my Molly Ringwald. Oh, that's weird.
Well, it's true.
She is somewhat my Molly Ringwald. She's like my Molly Ringwald because... like Molly Ringwald, neither of them are acting right now. Midnight feature that really
she is
Molly Ringwald is acting right now.
Yeah, she's in a TV show called The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh, she's playing
a
mom. That sucks.
What else is she gonna do? She's old.
She's not that old.
Well, she's old enough to be a mother.
She should still be a leading lady.
No.
I'm gonna look up photos of Molly Ringwald.
Although I learned she knows French.
See, what's weird is I never really watched all of these shows, the 80s movies, so I remember Molly Ringwald as like a middling 90s sitcom star.
What else was she in?
Now I have to IMDb her. Not
why,
just
wait a minute. Why would that be your point of reference?
Because I never saw like Breakfast Club and all that stuff until I'd already been watching all these shitty sitcoms.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's weird. She aged all right.
Yeah, she did, but she's still old.
She is a little older.
She can't pass off as a 20-something.
No, she can't. Did she ever do a nude scene? I don't think so.
In the there's this French movie that she's in, and she's in her underwear.
Got it.
I think that's as close. Are you still staring at pictures of Molly Ringwald?
No, I'm trying to close something because I just got a virus.
Close pictures of Molly Ringwald.
Yep. All right, I'm not done with Molly Ringwald now.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I know the 11 o'clock hour is Sabina,
mm-hmm.
but then Jeremy Tromberg.
Jeremy was...
plays the live shows for us.
He was in the movie... Fuck, what was the movie? Look at Things and Try New Drinks.
Oh.
He
that's
played,
a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
It's a bit of a stretch, but who else was I going to have? Who should I have? Fuck him. He hasn't responded yet. That's why he's not confirmed. Who should we get instead of Jeremy?
Oh, Jeremy. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's see. In all your movies, you've had Max.
Max is a friend. I don't want to include
Max.
No,
he doesn't want to talk.
Well, it's weird. There's a weird thing where you don't want to... Like, I don't want to have John on the mic. Because I like
John. John just can't really...
No, John can talk. Are you kidding me? John can talk. You just don't
he
let him.
He can talk, but...
John would be good, but the problem is, like, I kind of respect John. I don't want to throw him into like this weird 11 p.m., 9 hours into a marathon party.
But that's what those hours are for.
That's why I wanted to have someone that I could like riff with, not John, because he's a nice guy.
But Jeremy, you can totally riff with?
Yes, because Jeremy will say dumb things, and I don't feel bad about making fun of him.
Oh.
Well, it's true.
How about... Oh, he can't make it, right?
Who?
Marty.
Marty is busy. We've already asked Marty. I'd love to have Phil do it, but Phil's, once again, too nice of a guy. I just don't know about that.
You just need to start knowing more assholes.
I can't have Dana so in it because he's a nice guy. Dana cut the last film. He did a great job. I don't want to
It would be like a behind the scenes.
Which is very boring.
Oh, how about... Oh, no, but you also, I'm assuming, think he's nice.
Who?
your camera friend fella.
Exactly. My camera friend Jason Michnick is a very nice man. Yes, so it's Jason. This is way too fucking insider right now.
No, because then it could have been, that hour could have almost been like an inside the movie.
Well, a few days, next week I'm going to finally post all of them online so people could actually watch them before we do the show and know somewhat what we're talking about. So, you produced half of them, so like...
Too bad this isn't video and we'd have like pop-up video.
Oh, that would be interesting. That's not a bad idea.
I don't
idea.
Know how you make pop-ups in a video, though.
Well, it's this. You could just add the same way you do captions.
That's magic to me.
That's magic. Simple text is magic to you.
Pop-up video is magic. It's voodoo.
The Midnight Hour has no theme. It's Emerson Dameron, who's the current host of 8x8, good old friend of ours, and Ever Maynard, who has done 8x8 before, comic podcaster.
She was recently in one of the movies for... At least I hope this is her. I think it is. It is. She was in a Woodsugars.
Yeah, she's in Woodsugars.
She was in the movie, though.
Oh, they do movies.
Yes, they do.
There you
and
go.
It was part of the Well Slept Film Fest.
Oh, fantastic. That's cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, we had Well Slept Film Festival earlier this month. How was that?
That was good.
Okay, fantastic.
they had the usual strange movies, and then they had the funny, cutesy ones, like Woodsugars was in there.
Yes.
So that was good.
By the way, for the people listening at home, the reason why I thought of Molly Ringwald as a TV star was because of the show Townies, everybody. 1996, 15 episodes.
That show was like, what, 2 episodes?
15 episodes. I remember watching Townies and never enjoying it. But I watched it all.
Wow.
That's what we did in my house.
Maybe you had a secret thing for Molly Ringwald.
I don't really like her. I mean, she's not... ugly. She's not my type.
But you will watch her terrible TV show.
I was 13 at the time, 13 or 14. Definitely, yeah.
And there's no excuse. You can form your own opinion.
There was nothing else on, man. Was this a pre-Dharma and Greg vehicle for Jenna Elfman or post? Let's see, because she was also in Townies. This was a pre-Dharma and Greg vehicle for Jenna Elfman, I've never really Jenna Elfman. That's a star. All right, that's a thing.
Oh, I saw her husband.
Don't get that at all.
In a commercial for lunch meat.
Ooh. Nice and salty.
They're good. They're getting there.
Good for them. That's happiness, everybody. 1 a.m. hour features, this is the drunkest of all hours. It's going to feature Derek DeJacques and Maggie Edney, producers of a comedy show in town, Heroes and Villains, all around good folks. And I think you know both of them or no?
I don't know Derek. I don't think so.
Derek's a good guy.
Maggie, I do know.
Maggie's a nice lady. We have some people that might be stopping by, but we can't confirm them or whatever because of other engagements. Are Chad Briggs, Adam Burke, Jude Kielta, who's been on the films. Beth Stelling, who has a play coming up like 2 blocks away from where you live, so she might be.
She's got shit going down.
Got a lot of stuff going down. Mike Steven, host of Outside the Loop, might be stopping by. And James Van Osdell, who just... wrapped up his last Q101 shift over the weekend.
Radio.
For good, right?
That's what he says, but he posted a blog about it, and he said he's not going to say for good because it probably won't be.
Yeah. Well, he's my
that's kind of how that works.
It's cool following him on Twitter because I never since I've moved, I haven't listened to that show at all ever. So it's nice to follow him. And then we have a lot of potential guests. We have a guest list, I think, right now that's like, I think 100-150 people. That's why you and I need to sit down and trim this down because we don't want to turn your house into just shit.
Well, who are these people?
They're on the document.
They're all shit.
It's half comics and half bands. These aren't the most stable folks. They're all awful people.
Well, we can always usher them downstairs to the bar.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's free booze upstairs, but you could spend $8 on a German beer here. Good luck. So we need to figure that out off mic. It's going to be very, very exciting.
It should be. I'm super excited. I'm going to make an orzo salad.
Ooh. Keep going.
And maybe a corn salad. It's just going to be salads. No grilling.
We need to get a shitload of coffee ready to go, both iced and not. For obvious reasons.
I will make that today.
Iced coffee?
Could you imagine?
Don't make that today.
No, I won't.
Yeah, we need to do a giant shopping trip. It's going to be very fun. We We need to figure out a way to make money on this.
I'm excited.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have a party here.
So we're going to be posting that. We're going to start plugging that really, really soon.
Yeah. No.
It'll be fun. We just plugged it for 20 minutes, so that's what's got going on. Later this week, this Saturday, I'll be in New York for You Meet Them Everybody Live at Pete's Candy Store. It's going to be a good show. I got Ben Cassell. Let me see if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't think I am. I think I'm offending someone right now. It's our fifth show in New York, sixth show, fourth show. I don't even know anymore. We just had a show last night. Merle had a show last night.
A show.
We got a show. Yeah, Ben Kissel, K-A-S-S-E-L. I don't know how to pronounce anything correctly. I apologize to Ben. Comedy from Eli Sars. It's going to be a very fun show. And then on Monday, it's the last ever, well, not last ever, but the last You Mean Them Everybody Live at the Looking Glass before our move to the Wonderland Ballroom. So please come out for that. We have guest Katie Balloons, a comedian whose name I can't pronounce. A-N-U-P-A-M-A. I'm going to butcher it. I feel awful.
Are you just going to hold a sign up?
No, I'm going to have to sit down with her before we actually start recording. And
phonetically spell
exactly.
It.
Well, last night, Patrick Kagongo was on the show. And his parents are from Africa. They're from Uganda, specifically. And you go, am I saying this right? He's like, no, but no one does. It'll take about 30 years for you to say it correctly. No, it's not.
You must live in Uganda.
I'm going to do that for one guest to play four songs. He was great, though. And music from Kenny Brown, who's going to be billed as Meridians that night. That's our last show. And I will be in Chicago 2 days later. And then we will have fun on Saturday, the 25th. And, yeah, do you have anything to add, Merle?
We also have our live shows.
Exactly.
Saturday and Sunday. Sunday and Monday.
Sunday, we're trying to do some old school theater type stuff. We have, do you know the lineup yet or no?
Wait, what are we trying to do?
Well, we're doing like skits and shit now.
No, but say it again.
Theater.
Oh.
T-R-E.
That's what that is.
Yeah, that's what that is. We got, it's at the Whistler, a fantastic, fantastic venue. We have, do you know who the lineup is or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is it? You do it.
It's Paul. I can't pronounce Hornschmeyer. His name.
Paul Hornschmeyer. He just released his new book. It's getting rave reviews. And yeah, we have music from
Sad Brad Smith.
Yay.
I have to think about it.
Yes. Yeah, stand up.
I know DK Ediger will be there.
DK Ediger will be there. Yay.
He will spout his. Warnings? Are they warnings?
Yeah, look that up, folks at home. And Will Miles will be there doing stand-up comedy.
What? Okay.
I'm Southern. And
right.
The following night, this is going to be a fucking blast. I'm excited for this show. On June 27th, we have Chris Connolly from Lots of Things. We have music from Rock Falls. And we have comedy from Candy Lawrence. It's going to be... What? Why are you saying Jesus Christ?
Are you just going to do that now? Is that going to be your thing?
I'm probably done. Probably never do it again.
Comedy.
I'm going to host the dev. Comedy jam.
You sound a bit like...
Kenneth from 30 Rock?
What's his name? Gilbert Grape.
I sound like Gilbert Grape. I've been.
No, you sound like his brother.
Leo?
Yes.
What is bothering Gilbert Grape? I have like 18 windows on my computer. Maybe that's why I'm getting viruses. Oh, well.
Are they all viruses?
I hope they are.
They're all windows full of viruses.
I don't want my computer to feel alone, so I got to fill it up with awful things.
With horrible, horrible people.
Yeah, it's great. Like your apartment. It's going to be fucking full. When are you coming out here?
That's the metaphor right now.
When are you coming out to D.C.? When I stop talking Jesus. Like that, maybe. When are you coming out to D.C.?
I don't know. I was thinking August.
All right. When in August? Let's plan this, motherfucker.
You're going to be hot as fuck?
Yes.
Great.
We'll figure this out. Maybe.
I love terrible weather.
You know what? Fall. It's beautiful. I'm serious. Think about September.
Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting to you September or October.
Fall in D.C.?
Yeah, because fall actually is a whole season here. It's weird to have like 3 months of a season. It's technically spring still. It's weird.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, people don't know what to do
because it's not
actually
very
spring.
Warm.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Excitement all around.
Yeah.
Anything you want to tell the listeners today? We didn't do like any news, did we?
We did the one about the diner.
That's good. Yeah.
But that's only because I'm I'm sad I've never been to a Marie Callender's restaurant.
Well, we got to do a West Coast trip then.
To the Marie Callender's?
Yeah, we could build it all around a Marie
Callender's. Well, they're bankrupt right now, so I don't know how long they'll be open.
Yeah.
How about if they're not open, we'll just go to a 7-Eleven.
Wait, did all of them close or just one?
No, just one, but you know, they're in bankruptcy right now.
So is Borders, and there's still a bunch of those.
That's true, but I'm sure they'll all die off.
Twilight Bookmarks.
Is that what's keeping them open?
Yep, Twilight Bookmark.
And gummies.
Twilight Ooh, gummies. Gummies. Sorry.
No, they sell those with the face. Or no, I'm sorry. Candy hearts. It's Twilight candy hearts.
What is the heart for? Pussy.
Like those shitty ones that taste like chalk.
It's for pussy, everybody. Sorry. I'm in a weird mood. This is what happens when you end up doing jobs for people you fucking hate.
So. Isn't that everybody?
No, because I have some jobs. I have a handful of jobs. Like, I still work for Direction, and I have no problem with working. I have fucking best boss ever. And then I do the show, and, like, I love the show, obviously. And then I have these other few jobs. Like, the one with the kids just ended, so, like, I loved working with that.
But aren't you your own boss with the show?
For this show, yeah, but I'm not talking about that.
Well, I don't know. You just said the show.
And then I'm working for this other guy who is just, like, a total piece of shit. And it's awful. So that's what I've...
Awesome.
That's why we recorded this show a few hours later than we were supposed to.
Going to say, let's hope he doesn't listen.
If he does listen, it's going to be great. He's a piece of shit.
You called him a piece of shit.
He's a total piece of shit. But the thing is, like, you can't even, like, wish death on him because, like, then you don't get paid. It sucks.
Does he go, like, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Go do my work.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
I don't care.
It's like, you really fucked up by having a liberal arts degree, idiot. That's what it just reminds me of every day. So I got that going on. So, that's why I'm in a weird mood. That explains nothing, either.
It doesn't. No,
it doesn't. Just makes things more confusing and
that's life.
Kind of common. I know you don't do a lot of New York-based booking, Merle, but one thing I've...
you know, on
just dabble. It's more of a passion project than a job. Anyways, it's so refreshing to see, like, a fat dude in a t-shirt. Like, what? As the front man of a band for a New York band.
What do they wear instead of t-shirts?
Fancy clothes.
Fat men do?
No. There's usually not a fat man in a Brooklyn-based band unless they're, like, 300 pounds and black. Then it's normal. But just to find, like, a normal-looking dude that's, like, fat as the front man, like, smiling with, like, a shirt he bought at the Gap or something is totally refreshing. It's very odd.
Wow.
You don't see that as much in other cities, but when I'm booking for my New York show, it looks like a parody of a New York show. It's great.
All right.
That's all.
I didn't think that's weird.
I think it's very weird.
Normal fat guys in t-shirts.
Yeah, it becomes weird. It's nice. You're used to Chicago where it's just like everyone in the fucking bar looks like that.
That is true.
That's the difference.
You are correct.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm missing out on. I'm missing all my
normal fat guys in
t-shirt bar. Oh, this is stupid. All right, we'll do one of these again. You excited for tonight's 8x8?
I am.
It's a good lineup. I did a good job.
I am. I like the 8x8s.
I do, too. I think we're going to do more of them because it makes me happy.
Well, that's good.
We're trying to do this like Largo, goddammit. We still have to go there.
Wait, you're what?
Trying to make it like Largo. I'm excited.
What's Largo?
It's a club in L.A. They have residencies by people like John Bryan, Elliot Smith. He used to play there all the time. Amy Mann, stuff like that. And then people like Paul F. Tompkins have a monthly show. Zach Galifianakis used to be there every week. Sarah Silverman had a monthly show a few years ago. Stuff like
Oh, I see. Okay.
Where anybody could pop in and you're like, hey, this doesn't suck. And that's what I'm trying to make those 8x8s like. So
shouldn't all the shows be like that?
No, because if it's just a music show, it's just a music show.
That's true.
And if it's an 8x8, you might not know what you're going to see. You might be there for one thing and then see something completely different that you really like. Like, hey, I never saw Think Tank, and I was here for the music, and now it's awesome. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Broadening minds, goddammit. All right, we got to fucking end this shit because it keeps going back and forth with me.
You know what's frightening?
What's frightening?
Dead beavers.
Why are they frightening?
Because they're so weird looking.
They are weird looking.
I have Bizarre Foods on the TV, and it was just a shot of a dead beaver.
Why do you have the TV on?
It had red teeth.
Why do you have the TV on?
I don't know, because it's on.
Turn it off.
What?
Because nothing good could come from watching the TV in the day.
Actually, a lot does. I watch Martha Stewart.
She went to jail.
She taught me how to make a starter for bread.
So would the internet.
Fresh yeast.
So would the internet.
From cabbage leaf.
So would the internet.
Yeah, but that was on the TV, so.
That is true.
I'm not about to go searching for how to make starter yeast.
Well, you'd have a lot of different photo results.
No, but beavers are fucking
weird.
Do
you think that's what pedophiles call young women?
Beavers?
No, starter yeast.
Oh.
That's a perfect way to end the show.
Gross.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful night.